John, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, but not too bad given the last couple of days we've had in here. But overnight we've had some better conditions for our fireys. So we've been able to take advantage of the cooler conditions and they've sort of been able to do a little bit of backburning and some containment around those bigger fires up near Port Stephens and a little bit further north around Kempsey as well.
Definitely good to hear. Could you give us a little bit of an update of where the fires they actually are at the moment and the risk that they are posing? We know, as you said, the Port Stephens ones there and up near Kempsey you've been fighting for a couple of days now.
Yeah, so the Port Stephens one's where most of our attention is at the moment. So that fire's burnt well over 8,000 hectares where we're sitting at the moment.
Whoa.
And it's actually the perimeter of the fire. We're looking at about 144 kilometres around. That's just the perimeter of just how big this fire is to give you some perspective. So today that's where crews are going to be spending a bit of their time. So yeah, again, they'll be doing a little bit of containment. They used last night the opportunity to do some backburning and that sort of thing. We're actually going to spend today focusing on an area around Madowie, which is the sort of southern end of the fire around Madowie Road and James Road. And then we're also taking a little bit of a look at the western side of Karua, which if anyone sort of travels up the highway, you'll know the Karua near the bypass, and to the west of Swan Bay Road. So we're just urging anyone who is travelling in that area, if you have any family in that area, you're not under any threat at the moment, but just take your instructions from firefighters in the area.
So now, around Sydney in particular, we've got the chances of showers, but I think statewide we do have temperatures cooling down a little bit in the next few days. Do we have a sort of time frame that we are imagining that the fires will be brought under control into?
Well, what we're looking at the moment is today's going to be still quite warm. So we're looking at temperatures in the mid-30s around the mid-north coast, up towards Kempsey, that fire near Cundabung. Now, what's going to happen is that we've still got very low humidity, so it's still very dry, and also some northwesterly winds. But what we're going to see later on this afternoon, by the time it actually comes up around 4 or 5 o'clock, we are going to get some cooler conditions. The southwesterly is going to come through. But when that comes through, it is going to cool things down. But it's when that comes in and impacts, that's also going to be a bit of a trying situation, because if it comes on too strong, the ferocity of the wind can also create its own havoc. So we are expecting things to cool down a little bit later this afternoon, but it's still going to be a pretty tough day for firefighters on the front line.
So you did mention before there, if any listeners are up in the affected area or do have family in the affected area, just to listen and wait for instruction. Is that the best course of action to take for people who are in the vicinity of the fire?
Absolutely. Look, at the moment, there is no need for concern. It is at advice level, so that is actually our lowest level of alert. We have seen this fire previously at an emergency warning, which basically meant that we were sending messages and telephone calls to people in the area advising them what to do, whether it will be to shelter in place. But we don't have any of that at the moment. So the fire is still classified as out of control, but it's at no threat to any sort of properties or anything at the moment. All the roads are reopened in the area. We did have a couple of roads up there which were closed. As everyone knew, the Pacific Highway was shut for a big chunk of Sunday. The Buckets Way, which is also a pretty significant road around there, was shut, and that is now open, as well as Madowie Road, which was where they were doing a lot of backburning last night. So if you do have any sort of family or friends in the area, there are no properties under threat, and firefighters have done a pretty incredible job to keep it that way over the last few days.
Definitely. No, it's been a stellar job by all of the fire service around the place. Now, we are actually still in spring at the end of the day. We are still heading into summer.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nuts. So obviously, you know, summer fire season, the risk of fires will be getting a lot higher as time does wear on. What can people do to ensure that we can be as fire safe as possible as we do head into summer?
There are lots of things people can do, and people might be a little bit complacent because we have just come off the third wettest winter on record. And as a matter of fact, we've actually just come off the wettest September on record. So people might be a little bit complacent about that. Now, as we've all seen sort of flooding over the last few weeks and months, and now we're really, really hitting bushfire season quite hard. So there are a lot of things that people can just do to prepare. Hopefully people can see what's happened over the weekend and treat this as a bit of a wake-up call for what they need to do. There's just a few simple things that you need to do around your house. Trim any of your overhanging trees or shrubs. Little things like just making sure your lawn is mowed, because if you're away from your house, you're not going to be able to control things like that. So make sure your lawn is mowed. remove any material around your home that could burn. So if you feel like a bushfire is quite close, get rid of your doormats. Try and get rid of wood piles, mulch, leaves, paint, any of your outdoor furniture that you might be concerned about. Get rid of that. Clear and remove all the debris from your gutters and anything around your house. And also try and make sure you can have a hose or a number of hoses that can reach around your house just to put out any spot fires if they do appear.
Well, there you have it, guys. John, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
You too.